Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than they're worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Almost nothing important gets done alone. Despite the common narrative of great people doing great things in difficult situations that lead to innovation and breakthroughs, there are a few successes that are actually solo efforts. Instead, it's usually great teamwork that leads to excellence. Sadly, even though life is a sport, education is largely an individual sport. Most of the projects and evaluations in your years of schooling are focused on your knowledge, skills, and attitudes. Occasionally, there is a group project, but those are treated with dread because they are notoriously difficult to grade and everyone worries that they will not get their fair share of the credit. As a result, people come to dread having to work as a team, and that persists into the workplace. Here are three reasons why you might hate teamwork and what you can do about them. First, the worst thing about the absence of good education around teamwork is that we don't help people create clear role assignments. As an analogy, think about what happens when elementary school kids are first introduced to sports like basketball and soccer. When you watch them play, you see a big crowd around the ball and a lot of chaos. Over time, players learn to take positions and to understand their role in the game. It starts by learning what you are supposed to accomplish in the game and continues by developing skills to coordinate your efforts with those of others. The same thing needs to happen with work teams. You need to create clear role assignments. Someone needs to take the lead to set the strategic direction of the project. You must develop a decision-making process that ensures that difficult issues get resolved. Everyone on the team must be clear about what they are responsible for and when it should be completed. If someone is going to represent the group at other meetings or will be giving a presentation on the group work, then that needs to be assigned as well. It's also critical to have good methods for sharing information and intermediate products. The development of these roles is unlikely to happen spontaneously. It's important to have an initial discussion about roles and to ensure that everyone is clear about their responsibilities. This conversation also needs to happen as one of the first engagements of the team rather than waiting for problems to arise. Next, working with a team means that some amount of work is out of your control. The more conscientious you are, the more likely you are to worry that the project will not be completed to your satisfaction. That anxiety can lead you to veer into other people's lanes or to micromanage the work that others are doing. In any team engagement, it's important to have someone serve as a project manager. Ideally, particularly for long-term projects, that project manager should be someone who has actually been trained in the art of project management. For smaller group tasks, someone needs to be deputized to ensure that the project stays on track, on time, and under budget. And a good team needs to have the right equipment. Project management also involves tools. For small projects, a simple spreadsheet that lists role assignments, tasks, and due dates might be sufficient. For larger projects, there are many professional-grade tools out there, as well as repositories to share documents, data, and other information. And finally, a big problem with group projects is that people worry that their individual contribution will not be noticed. This need for individual reinforcement is a habit that most of us carry over from our education experiences. One thing that everyone needs to bear in mind is that after you get out of school, your individual credit is less important than the overall success of the mission of your organization. No matter how great an individual contributor you are, if your business goes under, you're still out of a job. That said, most people have individual career goals and understandably want to get acknowledged for the group work they have done. It is important to coordinate with the project's sponsor to ensure that the work that the team members have done will be noted and perhaps even publicized as the project moves forward and when it is completed. Indeed, great managers know that spreading the credit for the success of group projects is crucial for the long-term success and motivation of the people who work for them. It's much easier to engage in a group project when you know that your hard work is going to get noticed. That's all today from Fast Company. Talk to you tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.